Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, right. Okay, here we are. It's a Monday evening, and it's 5 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK. And it's just started to get dark now, isn't it? It's 9 o'clock in the evening, which is nice because we have light up till 8 o'clock. And you know, as I say, round about 7:30, it looks like 2:30 in the afternoon, doesn't it? It's a lovely time of the year. It really is. Okay. okay. I hope you're all able to get out and about a bit. I'm certainly looking forward to doing more of it. It's just, when you do go out, there's never anywhere to go now, because everything's either closed down, and the places that are open are too expensive. Okay. That's my little rant for this evening. We've got six lovely people in the call queue. Melvin, I don't know where you've gone. Melvin was there on line 3, and he disappeared. Okay. Two people. We tried to screen somebody on all the ones, no answer. There's somebody on 313. And I do hope the microphone hasn't suddenly stopped working like it did last time, because there's no reason why that should happen. Okay. So we're going to start then. Put my little timer thing on. Say hello to Tina. I'm hoping that she can hear me. And we're straight in there to Holly.
Good evening.
How are you, Tina? Okay. Holly, are you there?
Yes.
Good evening. How are you guys? Not too bad. I've had a quiet weekend, but yeah, we're fine. Thank you. And yourself?
If everything's fine, maybe just whatever you pick up on, if that's okay.
Right, okay. Holly, I'm feeling as though there's been some resolvement. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Good. Good. I'm pleased about that, to be honest.
Yeah,
really, I'm pleased.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm hoping that things will now start working out for the better for you,
yeah,
to be honest, because it's what you've wanted for a very long time. Holly, would you understand if I had a visitor over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay. That visitor says that they heard you talking to them, okay, and they heard you heard them. Would that make
sense?
Say
that again?
This visitor over the weekend, I'm not talking about an earth plane visitor, I'm talking about a spirit visitor.
Oh.
Yeah, you had a spirit
yes.
visitor over the weekend.
Yes, I asked for them.
Okay. Yes, they wanted. You wanted to talk to them about something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
To know if I should bring them to the hospital or not.
Right. Okay. 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 They say only you know the answer to that, sweetheart. You only know the answer to that one. Okay.
Yeah.
They want you to make that decision for yourself. Then you know you can trust in yourself as well, okay? Because they want you to start and trust in yourself a little bit more. Okay, would that make sense?
Yeah, but he didn't want to go. I knew he should went, but he won't go.
Right, okay. Well, he's got to make that decision as well, because he's been quite sick, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. He needs to go and see a doctor, because I feel that the illness that he's got, he's not going to go by without him seeing a doctor and getting some sort of medication. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Hollywood, you understand that things around you, as you're feeling more confident in yourself with your readings and with people coming to talk to you about things?
Yes.
Okay. That's the confidence that spirit need from you, darling. That is the confidence that spirit need from you. Because they say you're working on your confidence a lot more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, with you working on your confidence a lot more, they want you to start and let the confidence flow, because they know that you're a very confident person, but sometimes you let little things get in the way. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm very sensitive.
Yeah. Okay, because now you've cleared stuff up, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to start and think about more about yourself and your future, okay,
mm-hmm.
and what you want for your future, and decide what you want within the boundary lines that you have got set. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Holly, also, I'm feeling as though there's a phone call coming to you or has been for you. I feel as though it's going to be some good news that's on its way via this phone call. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not unless you've had this phone call already. But I do feel as though it's some good news.
We have a job interview tomorrow, so the phone call came.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's good then. That's good then. So... I do feel as though you're going to be getting this job because I feel as though the employer is very, very interested in what you have had to say.
Okay.
And how you have actually put things as well. Because they think you've put it into a wording context that sounds very, very professional, and it sounds as though you're good at the job that you can do. Or the job uh-huh. that you've applied for. Would that make sense to her, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though somebody around you still is not feeling their best. Would that
I don't
make
know if
sense?
It's Brian. It could be Brian or me or my roommate, Helen.
Okay. I feel as though it's a female. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though it's a female.
Yeah.
I think your roommate needs to open up and start talking about stuff because I feel as though she's got a lot of stuff bottled up. Would that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
She
I do feel as though
she talk.
I do feel as though she needs to open up and talk about things because there's something not right with her.
Yeah.
There's something not right with her, sweetheart, okay. She's got something bottled up that she shouldn't have bottled up,
uh-huh.
okay? And it can cause a lot of anger with her.
Oh,
it feels
okay.
as though she's got some anger built up inside of her. Okay. So I feel as though she does need to talk. She does need to talk a lot more as well. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know whether you've tried to approach her before with it or not.
She's very private. It's very hard to talk to her.
She does need to talk about something. There's something not right with her in the sense as though she has got something bottled up and it is the slightest thing can send her over the top. She could get she could get angry. I don't understand.
At me?
No, not at you.
Oh, thank goodness.
I feel as though she's had some trauma in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel as though she's had some trauma in
Three
the past.
3 minutes.
So it might be that that's coming back to her, that's creeping back into her mind again.
Yeah.
Okay. I also feel as though you're going to go on the right track with Brian now because they do obviously... feel as though he's been thinking about stuff about what you said to him, and I do feel as though you've had a long talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do feel as though you've had a good long talk about stuff, So I do feel as though you're going to be back on the right track now.
Yeah.
With your spirit readings as well, I do still feel as though there's people putting the word in about you, Holly. I honestly do feel as though there's still people putting the word in about you, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I do actually feel as though you are going to get somebody who is going to come to you and want some advice about something, okay?
Okay.
Not unless that's already been, but... I do feel as though somebody's going to want to talk to you on a regular basis as well, because they feel as though you're the only one that's going to listen and you're the one that's going to be giving them the advice and the guidance that they need. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I honestly feel as though, Holly, but things are going to start looking up for you, sweetheart, okay, because the angels are working with you and they work with you every day to give you pieces of what they would call a jigsaw puzzle, okay?
Yeah.
But they're giving you, like, flashbacks, or they're giving you visions or something along them lines. They're giving you visions on them along them lines. Would that make any sense?
1 minute.
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick. Is Brian going to move to Mississippi?
Huh? What?
His roommates are moving to Mississippi. Is he going to go with them?
I don't think so, somehow. Not with what he's got with going with you. I could be wrong.
Okay, good.
But I don't think he would do. Not with what he's got going with you, Holly. I don't think so, somehow, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for coming in, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, darling, bye.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you. Just wait for that to clear. Just have that little thing. And let's see where we are. Okay. Deep.
Good evening.
Good evening, Tina. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you, lovely. And you?
I'm good, thank you. I had a relaxing weekend with my son, but just dropped him back at his mom's place.
Oh, good. Good. He got a lot of Easter eggs then.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. How can I help, darling?
Pick up for me, please.
Okay.
Anything that that you get from messages?
Okay. Deep, would you understand you're still looking very hard into this contract that you're looking to build your own house, darling, please?
I am, that's right. Not sure if it will go ahead or not, because the architect came back saying what I want to build will not be possible in terms of planning approval. So I've asked him a few questions as to whether if something else will be possible. I want to build two houses instead of one.
Yeah.
So I'll wait for him to get back to me.
Mhm. Okay. Because I do feel as though you're trying to work out on every option that you can at this precise minute. I just feel as though when options are there, you're thinking about them and you're wanting to move with either option one or option two. Okay, I do feel as though you are a little bit stressed out right now. I do get the understanding of that, sweetheart. Okay, I also feel as though there will be some good news coming your way regarding this build. Okay, I honestly do feel as though it might not be what you want. Okay, but I'm sure you'll probably negotiate about it. All right, because I do feel as though if it comes back, that you can do what you want to do, but you've got to do it within a smaller size. I do feel as though you're ready to negotiate about that. Would that make sense?
Yes, that would.
Okay, because I do feel as though you want to do everything that's right and it's all by the book, okay? I do feel as though when laws are considered, you're very, very law-abiding. Okay. I also feel as though there's another, this contract that you're working on at this precise minute as well is going to be extended, because they do, the boss is very impressed with what you want to do. I do feel as though there has been, or there is going to be talks about it being extended. Okay. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, I'm hoping for it to get extended, but I don't know yet. So it's good to know that there will be talks to get it extended. Will I know by towards the end of June or at some point in June?
I should imagine so, yeah.
Or earlier.
I should imagine so, yeah. I do imagine so, but I do feel it's going to be good news on your behalf, because I do feel as though this contract that you're working on right now as well is a good contract, and you, I do feel as though you're putting your heart and soul into it, and you are enjoying working with the people you're working with. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay, because I do feel as though you're making friends there as well, Deep. I really do feel as though you've made some really good friends there as well. I honestly feel as though, Deep, that you are going to be very, very happy down the line, okay? In terms of relationship-wise, I do feel as though you're going to be happy down the line as well, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though there's somebody new going to come into your life, and you are going to settle down with her, okay? I do understand that it will be very difficult for you, obviously, because of past traumas with relationships. It's going to be that trust issue of what's going to go between you both, okay? I don't feel as though you know this lady, to be honest. So I do feel as though it is going to be something from you. All right, darling, because I can just see her walking in, and you, it just feels as though it's like an immediate connection, okay? I honestly do feel as though this lady is going to be very, very trustworthy towards you, and obviously you've got to think about little man as well and how he's going to take to new people as well, being around daddy and being around him as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes, it does. Do you know how I will meet this person?
I don't know, darling. I really don't know, to be honest. I'm being shown maybe through work, okay? I'm being shown maybe through work, darling. But I can't be too certain. So I do feel as though it could be through work as well. But as I say, I can't be too certain, darling, okay? But I do feel as though there's somebody new going to come into your life, darling, as well, okay? Which is what you've been wanting, just to settle down and be happy within your life with your with little man and with the new builds that's going to go on inside of you, around you as well, okay? I do honestly feel as though there's people looking out for you in the spirit world as well, Deep. There's a gentleman around you, plus there's a lady around you, and they're saying they're proud of what you're going through and how you're fighting towards this fight that you've got on, but they're saying they're also happy with how you're coping with this that's going on as well, as well as thinking about everything else. He feels as though, this gentleman has just said, he feels as though you're putting things into perspective and you're putting things into order. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense, yes. With regards to the contract, how far do you think it will get extended? Will it go into next year?
I'm not sure, darling, but I can see them extending it. It might be, you might hit jackpot with it. They may extend it till next year, okay? But I do see it being extended, okay? But I can't see how long.
3 minutes.
Do you see another, do you see me getting another contract along the line?
I do feel as though you've been looking for something else as well to work alongside of what you've got going now, okay? I do feel as though you've got your eye on one that will you think will be a good fit for you. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I do feel as though it's that one that you're mulling over, and that one you're going backwards, you're looking at it, taking it off, looking at it, taking it off and looking at it. They feel as though it could be that one that's going to be one of the good ones as well. Okay. I don't understand what sort of contracts you do, Deepy. It's not for me to know. But it's just like, it's understandable that you're wanting something to go along the on the sidelines, obviously, because you want a better life for you and you want a better life for little man as well. Okay. So you've just got to keep looking until you do find that contract that you think will work alongside the one that you're doing right now. Okay. But I do feel as though the one that you're looking at could be the one that you have found that could work alongside the one that you've got now. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, yeah, if you want, look into that one and see what that one entails and what the working hours are for that one, and then keep with the one that you've got as well. You should be pretty much sorted, to be perfectly honest. I do feel as though this lady and gentleman is saying that they're glad that you've sorted yourself out, because where from where you were a few months ago to where you are now, you've come on leaps and bounds. They're saying. Okay, so they are very, very proud of you, Deep.
Yeah, I have come a long way indeed. Yes, thank you, Tina.
Yes, you are.
So you see the house thing working out in terms of what I want to build and in terms of the offer being accepted, the mortgage being approved and so on, planning for
I do, yeah, but there may be a bit of negotiation in there as well, Deep. So be prepared for that.
Sure,
okay.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Thank you,
Ken.
Okay, thanks, Deep. Deep, before you shoot off, have you got any redevelopment going on in your area?
Redevelopment, yeah. There is, that's right, yes. And by the way, can I move next to the commons? You said there will be commons nearby.
All right, yes, I remember that one, yeah. Okay. Cause, it's not till you mention it that you get like that, it sort of kicks back in. Spirit lets you hold on to it for a little bit longer. But I do remember that, yeah. The thing I was saying there is that the redevelopment and these redevelopers are holding you up at the moment. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So it's just them, mate, because obviously they're the ones with the money. And you know, money talks, yeah, and it's an old adage, isn't it? Because that's what's holding things up at the moment. But I do believe that you will eventually get your piece of ground and you'll be able to build those houses, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Right. That's the thing. Okay, redevelopment, yeah. That's what I was seeing, redevelopment in the area, because I've been looking at some old photos and things today and what have you. And they just brought that into my head, redevelopment. It's like, it holds a lot of things up, because obviously the big boys, they're the ones with the money. And if you're planning to build something like as a one-off, type of adventure, then you've got to be up against them, unfortunately, and that's the things that you've got to be up against. But I do feel that you'll win in the end. Okay, right then, let's see where we're going. Melvin.
Good evening.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. I was just wanted to ask you, I go to dialysis, and this is a lady that worked there that I'm interested in. Her name is Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, I told her that I liked her, And I just want to know, does she like me, or has she told anybody else on the job that I tried to hit on, I guess?
I don't know, darling. I think we spoke about this last time. She's very flattered that you like her. She is very, very flattered that you do like her, because I do feel as though it's for some medical reason that you go to where you go. Does that make sense?
Because what now?
It's because you go for a medical reason is where you go. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. I do feel as though she's very flattered that you do like her, and you do flirt with her a lot when you're there, because I can see you flirting with her while you're there. Okay. But you do make her laugh when you go to have done whatever you have done, sweetheart. Okay. But I do feel as though it's just like on a friend's basis, really, because she's maybe sticking to protocol, darling, that she can't get involved with the patients, because people do have things to do, protocols in place where they can't get involved with patients, darling, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But so she may be just sticking with protocol, okay? She does like you going because you do cheer a day up, because you do make her laugh, okay? And I do feel as though you do make her laugh with all the flirting, because you do not just flirt, I wouldn't say sort of like being touchy-feely thing, but you do say some stuff as well, cracking jokes as well. Do you know what I mean? Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. But I think that she be flirting with me as well. And she knows that I like her.
Right, okay.
Have she told anybody else on her job?
I don't feel as though she has, no. I don't feel as though she has. Don't get me wrong, she might have, but I don't feel as though she has, okay, because that's not the vibes I'm picking up, okay. But I do feel with you that you do like her, and one time when you was going to have this procedure done, whatever you have done, I do feel as though you was tempted to ask her out on a date. Would that make sense?
Yes, I was, uh-huh.
Okay, but I feel as though she does keep within protocol while she's working, okay, because anybody can take anything wrong, Melvin. Anybody can take anything wrong, darling, okay? Do you know what I mean? So I think that's why she stays within protocol, darling, because of anything anybody around you could see there's something like something being misunderstood. Somebody could put a complaint in about something and it could be completely misunderstood. Would you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Some of them don't even speak to me anymore. Some of the nurses, some of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's the problem? You know,
yeah.
So that's why I asked how she told them.
I don't know. I don't feel as though she has. She may have done. I don't feel as though she has, darling. Okay, but she may have done. Don't get me wrong with that. She may have done, said something. And somebody's probably taking it in miscontext again, like I've just said. Okay, this is probably why they are like they are. So it's just like you've got to be very, very careful on them sort of aspects as well, darling. All right? Because...
Will I recover from going there?
Will you recover?
Yes, ma'am.
There is healing angels around you, darling. Okay, don't get me wrong. There's healing angels around you all the time, healing you from what it is that you're having done. There is a gentleman figure around you as well, sweetheart, saying that he's going to be helping to heal you as well, not just with your medical condition, but with something else that happened. Okay, I don't understand what he means by that, but with something else that happened, would you understand what he means?
No, ma'am, no.
Okay, I feel as though this gentleman figure was taken too quick.
Oh, yeah, my brother. Yeah, my brother. And
okay.
My son.
there's two gentleman figures that you know of. Okay. I feel as though it's a brotherly connection. I feel as though it's a brotherly connection, darling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's just said to me, okay, people need to start and come to terms with things. I don't understand what he means by that, but people need to start and come to terms with things. Okay. He's saying there's still questions that need to be asked as well. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes, you know. I have issue, you know, my family and then my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get along with them, but I just backed off. They were stressing me out, so I just backed off.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to be stressed out. You don't need to be stressed out with the poor health that you've got as well, darling, which is understandable. Okay, you don't need to be stressed out, all right? I'm being told you've got to, they'll need you before you need them. This is what he's just said to me. They'll need you before you need them. Would that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, yes, ma'am.
Okay. He's just said that to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's around you. He's very much around you, and he sees your struggles that you've been going through. Okay.
Yeah.
There's some part of you when you're walking around, he's saying he feels as though you're having to walk at some point. Would that make sense at all?
3 minutes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, do you see me like in a relationship, someone coming into my life anytime soon?
I do feel as though there is somebody going to come into your relationship, come into your life, okay. But yeah, I think it's going to be a bit of a shock for you when you find out who it is. This is all I'm being told, okay. You're going to find it a bit of a shock for you when you find out who it is, because I do feel as though it's somebody from the past, okay. I do feel as though it could be somebody from the past that's coming into your life again. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though it's somebody that's coming in from your past.
What kind of work you do?
2 minutes.
I'm not sure. I'm being told maybe office or administration.
Say that again, please.
Maybe office or administration.
Again.
I've just been told it might be office or administration.
Administration. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A job. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's no time frame on that, is?
No, there's no time frame. Spirit don't have a time frame, Melvin, at all, I'm afraid.
Okay.
It just comes when it happens, basically, sweetheart. That's all I can say. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say, darling.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Okay. Well, okay. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Melvin. Thank you.
1 minute.
No. I can't think. There's nothing coming through to me, darling. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, darling.
All right. Appreciate it, Kim. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks, Melvin. Alrighty. Our call queue now stands at 11 callers. Okay. I was going to say 10, but somebody has just joined us and beat me to it. So, you know, I was just about to say 10 when the 11th caller actually picked me to post. Okay. So we got 11 callers now. Right. We better get on with it then. Right. So we should be with line 4 already. Carolyn?
Hey, baby.
Hi, darling. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
I just wanted whatever you got for me, please.
Right, okay. Carolyn, I do feel as though you're still obsessing.
Oh, okay.
I do feel as though you're still obsessing, darling.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Well, I I'm very busy, but you're right, it's in the back of my head.
Right, okay. I do feel as though recently you've been asked out on a date.
Well, it was kind of a spontaneous, this guy, I was admiring his truck, and he said, come on, let's go take a ride, and we walked through Farmer's Market, and we had a blast. I had a blast. But he didn't, you know what, we were supposed to get together the next day, and then I realized it was Easter, and I called him a little late. You know, I didn't call him, I called him like 30 minutes late. And it went to voicemail, and I said, I forgot it was Easter. I hope you have a great day, and, you know, we all have plans. And he didn't answer his phone, nor did he call me back. Do you think we'll...
I don't know. I really don't know.
He's not important. I mean, he's a human being, but I don't know that, you know, I don't see.
I do still feel as though you're obsessing a little bit, darling. You're still obsessing. Yeah. And I do feel as though some of it is taking a bit of an impact on your work.
I have to look at that. I'll have to meditate on that because I really try to stay on top of everything.
Yeah. I do feel as though some of it's taking an impact on your work, darling, because you've been obsessing about this one for a while, okay? And obviously he's still not called. He's obviously still not called you, okay?
Right.
So I feel as though... It may have been something you said to him, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though it may be something you said to him, okay?
Yeah.
But I do feel as though he's still got personal issues of his own. He's got personal issues of his own, obviously. But there is somebody in the pipeline that's waiting for you to accept a date from him as well. Would that make sense?
I don't know. There's someone at the bank. I don't know if that's him. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you could just try and push it and see. That's what I'm being told. Try pushing it and see. Okay. But I do feel as though where work is concerned, I do feel as though things are getting very busy for you now. Okay. Work is starting to pick up for you. So you are going to be rushed off your feet. And you are going to be spending less time at home and more time out on the road. Would that make sense?
Yeah. It's already been happening. I was out all day today working on a project. Yep.
I do feel as though it's going to be more than that. I do feel as though you are going to be spending less time at home and more time out on the road, sweetheart, okay? Because I do feel as though work is going to start and pick up. Okay. I do feel as though work is going to start and pick up where people wanting to relocate, we'll say. There's people wanting out there to relocate as well, trying to go where they want to do and what they want to feel comfortable with. Some people are just not happy with where they live in at this precise minute, hence the reason probably why they want to relocate. Okay. I feel as though you've had somebody you've been with, or there is somebody coming up that's going to tell you their life story, okay, about the house that they're selling or something. Okay, so just be prepared for that one. I also feel as though there's somebody, it's going to be a bit of a sad occasion on where you're going to be putting a house up on the market for somebody as well, Carolyn. Okay, so I do feel as though it's going to be a very, very sad occasion of what you, at least what you're not expecting. Would that make sense?
Yeah, there are possibilities, all sorts of possibilities I can think of.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm picking up, darling. This is what I'm picking up. But you are going to start and get really busy. So you need to start and focus on you of what you've got to do and how you're going to do what you have to do, okay? Because I believe Spirit are working with you to get yourself back on track, Okay, I do feel that, because there's somebody around you, Carolyn, that says you need a good kick up the backside and you need to put your mind into what you are wanting to do. I don't understand who this person is or why she's just said it. Okay, but she says she only wants what's best for you, and at this precise minute, what you're doing is not what's best for you. Would that make sense at all?
Well, I don't know. I'm working like a dog right now. I mean, I'm just, I'll have to think about it. I'll have to meditate on it.
Yeah, because she's saying, keep mulling things. The things that you keep mulling over are of no consequence to what you have to do now. Well, I think what she's saying is that things that you've been mulling over and put to the back of your mind is of no consequence to for your work to be your work picking up as well. I think what she's wanting you to concentrate more on your work so you can get wherever you want to do and relocate to wherever you want to relocate to as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is what she's picking up. She wants you to have the best of both worlds. Okay, not necessarily have your cake and eat it, but she wants you to have the best of both worlds. She wants you to be near your family, and she also wants you to see you doing well, okay, in some aspect of that. Okay, this is what she's trying to say to you, Carolyn. She wants you to concentrate on what you have to do to get near the family, she's saying. Because this is what you want to do. You want to be near the family as well. Would that make sense?
I don't know. That's kind of changing now because it just seems like there's more business stuff that I have to take care of where I'm located now. And so I'm talking it over with some other people. And,
yeah,
you know, I can still travel back and forth, but it just seems like right now I'm not so sure. I'm kind of debating. I'm pondering it. I'm pondering the whys and wherefores and that kind of thing.
Right, okay. Well, that's what you want to keep doing, darling. You want to keep doing that and do what is best for you, not best for anybody else. Best for you,
nope.
I'm being told to tell you. Okay?
Right.
You've got to do what's best for you.
2 minutes.
At the end of the day. Okay. This is what she's wanting. This is what she's saying. Okay. She wants you to do what's best for you, sweetheart, because she's known the ups and downs. She's known the ups and downs. She's seen the ups and downs with you. Okay. And she wants you to start and do the things that you've always wanted to do, the things that she's saying, you're free now. You're free now, Carolyn. Okay. You're free now. She's saying, this is what I want for you. I want you to go straight down that path and no turning backwards, no turning keep going forwards, no turning backwards, no turning left, no turning right. Just keep going down, straight down the path that you will need to be down. Would that make sense at all?
Right.
Okay. This is what she's wanting for you. Okay, sweetheart. This is what she's wanting for you.
And now
business is picking up. Okay, now business is picking up. That's going to keep your mind more occupied as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. All right. So we're going to take a small break now, ladies and gents. Just a short one, because we're coming to the top of the hour, and we'll take a short break. If we don't take one now, then we're going to regret it later. So let's see what we got for you. Now, we came in with Foreigner. We've got a lot of this in the studio. So we're going to have one of these.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I
Right, okay then. Phil Collins there, of course, and against all odds. Now then, our Corkian has just jumped up to 12 people now in our Corkian. So there's 12 people and 13. Any advances on 13, I say? Okay. And still rising. Okay, I don't know who 13 is. I can see Laura's on 12. 13's just joined us now. Any advances? Okay, I feel like I'm an auctioneer this evening. We're up to line four. We're an hour into the show, and it looks like we've got another... okay, another nine to go. Oh, crazy. All right, let's see if we can do it then. We're going to bring Tina back online. It's going to be Against All Odds. Very good song there, isn't it? Against All Odds, whether we can fit you all in. Okay, right then.
I'd say that was definitely appropriate song.
It was definitely on cue, that song was, because just as we played that song, our call cue went up to 13 calls, and you know, it's a little bit over for a 2 hour show, but we'll do our best.
I know, my partner's just nearly had to resuscitate me.
Well, I know, I tell you, yeah, it's you know, it's really going some for a 2 hour show, but we'll do what we can. Okay, I should be with line five, but I can't see. Line five's disappeared, right? That's okay, that's good then. Line six.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
How can I help?
I'm open, interested to know if love is possible with an old friend that we caught up as of lately.
Mhm. Well, anything is possible, sweetheart. Okay.
Right.
Anything is possible. Okay. Things happen to people for a reason. I'm a great believer in that, okay? Things happen for a reason. I'm a very great believer in that, okay? As for your friend, it could be a possibility that romance is on the cards, okay?
Okay.
I do feel he is looking for that special someone. Would that make sense?
I don't see that's the thing. We kind of... jump back to it was more passion, more than us getting in the deep talk. We did catch up enough to know that, like, I lost my mom, he lost his mom, and he opened up a little bit about that.
Right. Okay.
I know that I am open, and I want to be in a relationship, you know, to have a healthy, good relationship.
Yeah. Okay. I do feel as though he is looking for somebody. He is looking for that special one. Okay. I do also feel as though he's had a bit of a traumatic past with relationships. So he's got a bit of a trust issue as well. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know whether he's let you know about that. He has got a bit of a trust issue because I do feel as though he's had a bit of a traumatic past with the relationship. But I do feel as though you two connect on some sort of special level. Would that make sense?
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you two connect on some sort of a special level, okay, because I do feel as though he can trust you, okay, because I feel as though you've known each other forever, okay. I do feel as though he can trust you, but he has got deep down scars and wounds of his own. Whether it's to do with losing people in his life, or whether it's to do with the traumatic past of relationships that he's got. Okay.
Right.
I don't know whether he's opened up to you about this or whether he said anything to you about it. Okay. But I think he might, if he opens up to you, I think he will break down as well because of what's happened. All right.
Yeah.
Because I am feeling as though things are not being right for him.
You said you're seeing what?
I feel as though things are not being right for him in the past. I don't know whether he's opened up to you about that or not.
Okay, okay. And it's okay if he breaks down because that I know when he shared that moment about his mom, he almost broke in that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very traumatic for somebody to lose a parent. It is very, very traumatic. It's very traumatizing for somebody to lose a parent. I feel as though he's quite not over the death of his mum either yet because I don't feel as though she's been gone long, okay?
Yeah.
I don't feel as though she's been gone long. I do feel as though he still thinks about her a lot in the back of his mind or in creeps forward, okay? I do feel as though he has got trust issues, sweetheart, so you have to be patient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and patience is a very good virtue, sweetheart, in some respects, because it offers the other person some peace. It offers the person saying, thinking, well, at least I can open up when I'm ready. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I'm comfortable, love it, yes.
Yeah, okay. I do feel as though he does like you. I mean, it feels as though you've known each other forever. Would that make sense?
Yeah. We met years ago, and we connected. This is like 20 years later.
Right. That's good then. That's good then. At least he's got someone he can rely on and somebody he can talk to then. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got somebody he can rely on and somebody he can talk to. But I do feel... trust is a very, very big issue with him, okay?
Okay?
I do feel as though trust is a very big issue, obviously, because of what I said, I'm picking up about past relationships, okay, with him.
Okay.
Okay. Yourself, you're a very caring-natured person, okay? You're a very caring-natured person, and you will understand, and you have got the patience of a saint. Would that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think what it is, he just needs to feel reassured, darling. He just needs to feel reassured of what he's got around him, okay?
Okay.
The security he needs to feel reassured about as well because obviously he's not had that security with past others, okay?
Okay?
I also feel as though he needs to know that you're there for him, okay? I do feel as though he needs to know that you're there for him as well. Even though you may have told him an umpteen times, okay, it's not saying it, it's showing it. Okay, is the other option. Showing it is the option that works out best for you. Okay.
Right.
I do feel as though this guy is.
And that you, can I say something when you say that because it's. We hook back up in a moment where my life is really, really going through it, right?
Yeah.
So I was there for him, and I got him to where he needed to go and where he needed to be when he did come back into town. And when he returned back to town just recently, still in my situation, so I understand.
Yeah.
Even though he was communicating and then the communication fell off, I understood because I wasn't able to be there for him. And it's because my life, it's not that I'm not here for you, it's just I'm not able in this moment, you know? And
that's
exactly how I felt.
Obviously, he understands what you've been going through as well because you haven't had it easy, darling. You haven't had it easy either, okay? I am picking up that you've not had it easy either, sweetheart, all right? What goes for one should go for the other as well. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay.
What
goes for one should go for the other as well, sweetheart. This is what I'm trying to say. But I do feel as though as together you could work through all of issues and you could come out on top as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. I do feel as two together, you could work out your issues and you could both come on top and then maybe look back one day and think, well, what was we worried about? What was we doing? Do you know what I mean? We both made a mess of things. I mean, look at us now. We fought through it. Because I do feel as though you're both fighters. You're both fighters as well, darling.
Yeah.
You are both fighters. as well. So I can see you working through it and working through it together, and I can see you both coming out on top as well.
Awesome. I love that.
Okay.
Thank you. You all have an amazing day. God bless you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brianna. Okay. I just saw Kerry's just called in. On 9:13, but she's called off again. So it's 13 people in the call queue. There was, but now we're back to 12. Okay. So Laura, you might get in, but okay. Well, we're doing our best. We're doing our best. Let's see where we are. Okay. We need to go back to line 5 because line 5 is here now. Okay. Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica. Hi, lady. Thank you for doing the show. And I just got to tell you, you're so accurate and so loving and caring. And
thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was... impressed. It's not easy. It's not easy what you do, and we all have to appreciate that. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thankful. I'm thankful getting in. And thank you very much for taking the time. I just want to ask you, like, the place that I'm right now temporarily staying, right? Because I know I have that job that's coming up. With, I think it's in a week or two or less than that. Am I okay to, I've been there now for 5 weeks now, but I saw something in the window. I don't know, maybe it was spirit or I thought it was a person, but I wasn't quite sure. It was 2 days ago.
Okay.
It was early. Can you identify that?
Okay.
Maybe.
So you saw somebody stood in the window. You couldn't decipher whether it was a spirit person or whether it was an actual real-life person. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because it was white, like the color of my vehicle.
Right, okay. It could have been a spirit person, Veronica. Okay.
Okay.
It could have been a spirit person because I feel as though you're getting that strength now. The more and more you connect with people on the show and the more and more work you're doing yourself with your spiritual side, I do feel as though you will be starting to see spirit, okay, around you. I do feel as though this is what you're going to start doing, sweetheart, okay, because I do feel as though you are definitely looking up to spirit for guidance and help. Would that make sense?
Yes. I respect spirit, but I prefer the angels. But I'm kind of a little bit skeptical about having deception of one of them being good and it's bad.
There
you know what
no,
I mean? You're professional.
No. A spirit's only bad if you make it out to be bad, darling. Okay?
Okay.
That's all it is. A spirit is bad if you make it out to be bad, darling. That's all I can say. But most spirit are really, really good, and most spirit are guidance angels, okay? Most spirit are, you've got your guardian angels, you've got Archangel Raphael, you've got all the other archangels as well, okay? And you've got a guardian angel around you as well, okay? So it's not just them angels. These the ascending masters. They're a team of angels that come down to help you learn more about spirit, learn more about from what you want to do, learn how to put things into perspective as well, Veronica. Would that make sense to you, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Veronica, you did see a spirit. I'm just being told you did see a spirit. Okay.
Oh.
You did see a spirit. Okay. I feel as though it was a lady figure that you saw.
Okay. Okay. But I was probably wandering around.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. I do feel as though it was a lady figure you saw.
Oh. Okay. May I ask you another question, please?
Okay.
Concerning a family member, is she doing okay with her health right now? Is she able to walk?
I do feel as though somebody around you does need healing angels coming down. I do feel as though somebody around you is needing healing angels, darling. Okay.
Okay.
This is another set of angels that come down to help heal a person. Okay. Obviously, if they can't make a full recovery, but angels are still there to help. Okay, darling. I do feel as though somebody around you is struggling. Okay. I do feel as though somebody around you is struggling. And it's somebody you've not spoken to for a while or you've had contact with, but minor contact. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though this person does need a lot more help, darling. I do feel as though this person does need a lot of help.
Do you know mentally or physically or both?
Mm-hmm. Maybe with just the physical part of it. Because I do feel as though she's got her own mind, darling. Because I feel as though she's one of these people that tell you it's straight and tell you what's what and put things not into kind of nasty words, but she'll put it straight to you and she won't hold back with the things that she's saying. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though it could be her that's needing the help with the physical stuff. Okay. I don't feel as though she's very old either. I don't feel as though she's very old, Veronica, to be honest. I feel as though she's had a health condition for a while. Okay. So there's always been healing angels around her as well. But I feel as though she needs a little bit more help. But I feel also, Veronica, she's too proud to ask for that help. Would that make sense?
Got it. She's stubborn.
Yeah.
Am I able to communicate with her? Because I have the two female that's around her. Oh, my God. They're very difficult. I don't have patience for that. When I talk to them, they feel hurt. And
I do feel as though all I can tell you is that all you need to do is just pick up the phone. Okay.
Okay.
Just try and pick up the phone and speak to her without speaking through the middleman, basically. Okay?
The middle one. Okay, what about the young one? Real quick, and I know you got to go. Well, I'll ask you some other time. I appreciate you so much. I hope your family well.
Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Please support the network. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica. All right, it's gone. Okay, right. You probably noticed that we've got to cut the minutes down slightly. So we're on 7 minutes at the moment per person for the next few calls. Otherwise, we're not going to get you all in. And we want to try and get everybody in if we can. Okay, right. Catherine.
Hello?
Good evening, Catherine.
Hi. Just was calling because I have I'm in between two places, and I just wanted to know what was the best location.
Say that again, darling.
I'm in between two places, and I wanted to know the best location.
The best location. Okay. You want to be moving to a location where you want to be at. I feel as though only you can make that choice, darling, okay? I do feel as though only you can make that choice. because there's two, both of these locations, is one more pulling on your heart's desire than the other one. Would that make sense?
I don't know right now. I'm confused.
Okay. I do feel as though it's one of the locations is where you've always had of where you wanted to move to. It's one you've always had in mind. Okay. I do feel as though that's one you've always had in mind. Would that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to go with what your heart is telling you, darling. You need to go
So this is the thing. I went down there, but it feels different. And it feels different, and I'm not sure why, but it didn't feel good.
It didn't feel good. Okay. Okay. You need to start and think about what you really, really want to do, because if that didn't have a good impact on you and that didn't have a good vibe on you, sweetheart, then you know it's not where you want to be. Okay?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was the people around me or, like, the people, because I'm empathic, or if it was just the location and if it would be just too much on me.
You see, that's a choice of what you have to make, darling, because I do feel as though with your empathy as well, it's going to be a very difficult choice, because you also pick up on everything else as well, don't you? Sometimes empathy does have a nice way of getting in the way. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It does have a nice way of getting in the way, does empathy, because it's something that is a gift that you can either take one way or you can take another, okay, or you can take both ways at once. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's up to you. You have got to decide with what you want to do and how you want to progress about stuff. All right. If you don't feel as though that was going to be good enough for you and you feel as though that's not going to help you very much, then it's something that you need to think about, darling. Okay. It's something you seriously need to think about. Okay. You need to start and think about maybe weighing up your options and maybe going to this other place and seeing what you think there and see what sort of a vibe you pick up there as well. Okay.
Well, they're both,
and then that would. Sorry.
Don't like the vibes in either places.
Oh, so you kind of stuck then?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it
is. Yeah, so you kind of stuck then a little bit. Okay. Is there any other place that you've got in mind that you want to go? Would that feel as
3 minutes?
If that could be a beneficial of an option for you.
Yeah, either Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any more?
In Florida.
Okay. Okay. Again, you've got to weigh them options up, sweetheart. Again, you've got to weigh them options up. All you have to do is just go to one of the places and see what you're feeling from there. If you feel joy and happiness and maybe you can settle down with that, then all said and done, you've done a grand job. Okay. But if these two other places are giving you some bad vibes, it's worthwhile maybe looking around for somewhere else. Okay. Looking around so you can find somewhere where you want to be. Okay. It's where you want to be at the end of the day, darling. It's because... it's what makes you more happier than, do you know what I mean? So you don't pick up on a lot of people's vibes. I mean, empathy does get in the way. It gets in the way a hell of a lot. It really does. I mean, it gets in the way of me sometimes. And I'm thinking, well, do I pick up on what am I feeling? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to start and have a look at your own vibes, darling, as well. Check on your own vibes. Okay, keep a check on your own vibes and what your vibes are saying as well, because your vibes could be getting mixed up with places as well that you go into. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got to keep and check on your inner self as well as your empathy, because your inner self could speak volumes as well. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
1 minute.
Okay. So I'll thank you for calling in, and I hope you get everything resolved, darling. But if you need to chat a little bit more, I am on Facebook if you need to have a little bit more of a chat, darling. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. We're trying to get through everybody. I don't know whether we will, because we've got 40 minutes and there are 14 people in the call queue altogether. That was line 7, would you believe? So, okay. Are we going to do it? Okay. Fingers crossed, we may do it. Okay. Martha.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. How can I help?
Hi. I was wondering what you pick up for me about my career and love life and spirit.
Okay. Martha, I feel as though you've been offered an opportunity in your career. I feel as though you've been offered one. Would that make sense?
I don't know. I have a job interview tomorrow.
Oh, that's probably what I'm picking up on then. That's probably what I'm picking
first
up on.
First one ever.
Because
like,
I do feel as though you've got there's an opportunity that you're wanting, and I feel opportunity is actually knocking. Okay. So you need to open that door. Okay. I do feel as though you need to open that door, darling, because I do feel as though this job is what you're after. Okay, would that make sense at all, please?
The more I look at it, the more I'm like, wow, I can't even believe this just fell in my lap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it does feel as though it's a job that you've been after and it's a job that you've always wanted. Would that make sense?
I don't know. We'll see tomorrow, but I'm surprised.
Okay. I do feel as though things are going to work out for you. I do feel as though things are going to work out for you, darling, okay? I do feel as though things are going to start and come into perspective for you, okay, because you've been pondering on whether things are going to start coming into place for you for a very long time now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me for saying, please, but would you understand that there's been some sort of trauma in the past with you, darling, please?
I'm sure there's many. I don't even know which one we're talking about.
Okay. I do feel as though it could have been a trauma that's taken somebody too soon from you, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I feel as though it could be a female figure that was taken from you too soon. Would that make sense?
Could be.
Okay. Because you have got a female figure around you. Okay, she's just said to me, you know, I need to tell you that she's always there for you and she's always going to be there for you. Okay, it may be, I feel that it could be either a friendly sort of spirit around you that you used to call a friend, or it used to be one that you could call a sister, but she was still a best friend or something.
I think
on
I might
lines.
Know who this is now.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though she's there for you. She's always been there for you, okay. She's saying, I will keep her swept into organization because there's something about organization that she's talking about. Would that make sense at all, please?
Right now I'm cleaning.
Sorry?
Right now I'm cleaning, so maybe.
Right, okay, because she's watching you. She's watching you. She's saying you're still the happy-go-lucky person that you always was. And that she said you've never lost, okay? And she wants you to know that this is what is the inspiration that's keeping you going, okay? And she is going to make sure you get all the inspiration that you can, okay? She's saying that she wishes that she was still here to help you through what you've been through in the past as well, okay? But I do feel as though this lady I feel as though she was like a high school friend, maybe, or somebody you knew in the town of where you used to live. Okay.
I think it was my teacup poodle, to be honest.
It was your what, sorry?
My teacup poodle.
All right, okay. Okay. But she's still around you. She's still around you no matter what. She's still around you. I do feel as though you've been having a lot of inspiration just lately as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Going through change.
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. Yeah, she says she does understand what you've been through, but she says you keep your happy-go-lucky self that you have got now, and she says she will be there and she will help you all the way through. And she said with this job interview coming up tomorrow, she says it feels as though it could be a job of a lifetime for you. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she feels as though it could be a job of a lifetime for you because it's something you've always wanted to be, always wanted to do, she said. Would that make sense, Tom?
I didn't even know it was until I started looking at the company. I was just glad I got an interview.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do feel as though things are going to go well with you tomorrow, though, darling. I really do. I do feel as though things are going to go well with you tomorrow. Okay.
It is
because
crazy.
You're so excited as well.
I wasn't excited about it, but I do make Shalmir. Apparently, it's a coastal decor place.
Yeah. Yeah. But it does feel as though things are going to go well for you, darling. I really am pleased for you. I really am pleased for you as well. And you're going to keep getting all the inspiration that you need as well, I'm being told. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, Martha. Okay, we're getting there. We're currently on line 9 then. Kay?
Hello, how are you?
Good evening.
Thank you for taking the call.
You're okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm speaking that I'm good. Actually, I'm really not sure what I want. So I guess I know there's a question around a new job, but I'm open to whatever spirit has for us.
Okay.
And I know we have a time frame, so I'm open.
Hey, would you understand that spirit have been very much around you just lately, and you have actually been feeling them around you?
Yes, and I see that is so crazy because I wanted to ask that question, but I was like, don't. Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do feel the presence of a lady and gentleman around you.
Okay. My mother and my father.
It could possibly be. But I do feel as though it's a lady and a gentleman around you, darling, okay? And it just said to me, can you please tell her that she's coping as well as can be expected and she's coping better than what we thought you could? Would that make sense at all?
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, then it might be another woman around me, too. I think it might be my partner's mother around me, too. I never met her, but I feel... She has a picture downstairs, and sometimes when I walk by, it's almost like I could pick up something.
Yeah, because I do feel as though sometimes you look at this picture, and I do feel as though you feel as though the picture's looking back at you.
Yes, that's my mother's picture and her mother's picture beside each other, but I feel it so intensely with her mother.
Yeah. I think it could be your mum's picture as well that's looking back at you.
Yes, well, I feel my mum's around me all the time, yes.
Your mum's always around you, so is your dad. Your dad's very much around you. They're seeing what's going on, they've said. I don't understand what they mean by that, but they're saying they're seeing what's going on. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel as though...
They're helping me?
Sorry?
They're helping me?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are helping you, darling. Because I feel it's something that's not... You're very worried about. You're very worried about something they're saying. Okay.
Yes.
they're saying there's no need to be worried, darling, because we're always going to be there for you.
Okay.
We're always there for you. Okay.
Love it. I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Kay, they've just said to me as well that they're helping you heal.
Wow.
Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, it does. Yes,
right.
It really does.
As long as that makes sense to you, okay, because
yes.
They're saying that they're helping you heal. They want to help
yes.
you heal more than you would ever imagine to, because you feel as though you've been wronged. I don't understand
yes.
what they mean by that, but they're saying that you
yes.
feel, okay, as though you've been wronged, sweetheart, in some way.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because what they're helping you heal from, you feel as though you've been wronged with this, whatever they're helping you heal from, okay?
Right.
You need to
okay.
know that you haven't been wronged, darling. It's just something life throws at us.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Oh, wow. Thank you.
This is what I'm being told to tell you. You haven't been wronged,
thank
darling.
You.
It's just something that life's thrown at us, okay?
I understand. I totally understand.
Because with people with very spiritual growth, very spiritual intellect, they throw things
mm-hmm.
at people just to see how much they can stress them out.
Three
and when
minutes.
When it doesn't work, they throw even more at you. But there's only
wow.
one thing I'm always saying. There's always one thing I always say, Kay, is that the strongest person can be weak. Okay?
Yes.
And this is what I'm being told to tell you. The strongest person can have the weak days as well.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I totally
understand. Would you understand what they mean by that?
I do.
Okay. But they are there for you, darling. They're very much there for you, sweetheart. All right. And they do understand what you are going through right now. They do understand what you're going through. And this is why they're there helping you to heal. Okay, they're
okay.
helping you to move along as well with
okay.
your goals and what you want to do as well, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
They're also
okay.
wanting you to have that
two
strength
minutes.
Back. They're wanting you to have
what?
That strength back, your strength.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Understood.
They want you to have that strength back as well, sweetheart, because they're saying without that strength, you're going to feel all sorts of emotion.
Yes.
Okay, excuse
totally
me.
Totally understand.
You're going to feel all sorts of emotions, sweetheart, okay? And they want you to have that strength so you don't feel as much emotion, but you are going to feel some, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay. So this is why they're there. They're giving you your backbone to get through with whatever you're going through at the minute, darling, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, so...
And this is going to pass, correct?
Yeah. I should think
yeah.
so, because you're a fighter, darling. You're a fighter. You're a fighter.
Thank you so much.
You are a fighter,
yeah.
sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
1 minute.
Thanks so much, darling.
Thank you.
If you need a further chat, darling, I am on Facebook.
Okay. I may. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Right. Oh, we've almost done it because three of our callers have called off, realising that we're not going to make it, maybe. So we've lost line 10, 13 and 14, meaning that a couple of our callers have now jumped up, so we're able to reach you. So just hang on, Laura, we'll get there. Okay, Aaliyah.
Hello.
Good evening, Leah. How can I help?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you like have some other things.
Sorry.
For my birthday next week, Saturday. Like, you think I'm gonna have fun? Cause I didn't get everything that I want.
Aaliyah, I feel like it's a very special. I feel like it's a special birthday that's coming up. Would that make sense?
Yes. I'm 25.
Okay. Yeah, you are going to have fun, darling. You are going to have lots of fun. Okay. Because I feel as though somebody special has got something arranged.
Huh?
I feel as though somebody's got something special for you.
Oh, like a friend or a lover?
I don't know, darling. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
So, okay. Carry on.
I wanted to ask, like, do you have anything, like, from the spirits or whatever that you know that you need to tell me?
Okay.
It's a good day.
Yeah. Spirit are saying that you're seeing you struggling, darling. Would that make sense?
Huh?
Spirit are seeing you struggling with something. Would that make sense?
Yes.
They want you to know that you're not alone. You keep thinking that you're alone. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
You're not alone, darling. Okay. You're not alone. You have got around you, you've got two lady figures and a gentleman figure.
Two ladies and a gentleman?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, would you understand two ladies and a gentleman in spirit, please?
I don't know where the extra lady comes from. But, both of them, how did they pass, like, from being sick?
They're not telling me how they passed, but I feel as though one of them could be a great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel the other one could be a grandmother and a grandfather.
Yeah, grandmother and grandfather. I know those two.
Yeah. I feel the first lady is a great-grandmother.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. They're saying that they're watching over you. And there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Not literally. But they're seeing you going to fight a way through your troubles that you're going through now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. They feel as though you're going to be fighting your way through. Okay. They feel as though you're going to come out on top of that. Okay.
Fighting my way through, like, struggling all over again?
No, they feel as though you're struggling with something right now. Would that make sense?
I'm struggling to get a place. Like, I've been living in a hotel.
Right, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
They are there working with you to help you through. Okay. I don't know whether you've been feeling spirit around you, but spirit have been around you quite a lot just lately as well.
Huh?
Okay. Spirit have been around you quite a lot just lately as well.
Yeah, in my sleep. Oh, I wanted to know, like, what's these stars that I've been getting in my sleep? Because I've been getting these weird dreams.
You've been getting vivid dreams. Okay. If you do actually pay attention to the dreams that you're getting, all dreams have a message in them.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Dreams have a message. Okay. They're giving you these dreams for a reason because they want you to take a message from the dream. Have you been picking up any messages from them dreams?
Yeah. One dream, I couldn't wake up. It was like I was sinking inside the bed. And some white guy, he was praying on his knees. And then I started praying because I thought I was dying. So I started praying in my dream. And then I woke up.
Yeah. Well, dreams mostly have messages in them, darling. But if you've been picking up messages from these dreams, then you'll know what them dreams were about. Okay? Okay. I do feel as though one of them is about self-preservation. Okay. Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. I do feel as though about one of them is about self-preservation. It's where you've got to start looking at yourself a lot more. Okay.
I wanted to ask one more question. You think that I'll be staying out longer for Mother's Day? Like, staying out longer?
Say that again.
I said, do you think I'll be staying out a little longer for Mother's Day? Oh, no.
I'm not sure, darling. I'm not sure. It's whenever you're ready.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Mathia. That was a difficult one. Because we always ask, I'll just take Tina's microphone off there for just a moment, because... otherwise, I'll be doing the same as what Aaliyah was. When there's two microphones open, we get a problem. And if you try to listen to yourself during the show, we get that nasty feedback. So this is why I close my microphone off after bringing a caller in. So we made it. We did have 14 people in the call queue. 10. 13 and 14 left, making room for 12. And we've got 19 minutes left on the clock. So, yay. Okay, Laura, we finally got to you. Thank you for waiting.
Hi,
good evening, Laura. Good evening, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How about you? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing great, darling. Thank you. Really good. Thank you. Had a nice quiet weekend with the family, so we'll be all right.
Ah, nice.
Good. Mm. How can I help, darling?
I just want to know what you might be picking up, any messages from Spirit.
Okay. Laura, I feel as though you're feeling a lot more confident in yourself, okay? Because I'm feeling as though you've had a lot of inspiration around you. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm not feeling so bad lately.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like you wanting to go in the right direction now. I do feel as though you've given, it's either that or somebody has given you a kick up the backside to give you the inspiration you need to get yourself sorted, to start and think about what's really good for your future. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
No, somebody applied for a job and they said that I was short or hoping to get me an interview. I didn't hear anything more about it today, that I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then okay. That, like an hour and a half drive north. So do you think I would end up getting that job and making a move, or what do you think is going to happen?
Again, anything's possible, Laura. Anything's possible, because I feel as though with this job that you're after is the one that you have been always after. It's one of these jobs where you think that would suit you. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I do.
Right, okay. Because you've been thinking about it and finding the job that you would suit you, I'd say you've got a pretty good chance of getting that job. Okay. I do feel as though also the resume that you put through as well is very well worded. It's very well of what you can do and how you can help the company and what you can do for the company as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
I think so.
You think so?
I'm glad that they've shortlisted their resume for an interview.
Well, they've been looking at it then, sweetheart. They've definitely been looking at it for you. I do feel as though you are going to have a good shot at this job, darling. I do feel as though you're going to have a good shot at this job because it's something that you are going to put your heart and soul into, okay, and not the contract that you've got now because you're still not enjoying the contract that you've got now, but you're working with it, should I say. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, darling. Okay. I do feel as though this job is going to be the one for you, darling. I really do. Because I feel as though also you've been putting things into perspective of what you want to do and how you want to do things. Okay. I also been feeling as though you've been putting things into order of how you want to do things and when it's going to happen. Would that make sense at all, please?
I don't know about that. I think... You know, I've just been applying and hoping that something will better will come along for me so I can move forward. I know I don't want to see where I'm at anymore.
I do feel as though you're going to be moving forward, darling. I really do. I do feel as though you're going to be moving forward because you are getting yourself together and you're not having so much negativity about you than what you did in the past, okay? I think you've turned around and had a good talk with yourself and thinking and told yourself about too much negativity is not good for you, okay? But more positivity will get you a little bit further than where you were when the negativity was kicking in. Would that make sense?
Fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely makes
sense. Okay. It's the leaps and bounds you've come forward, Laura. The leaps and bounds you have come forward, which is making Spirit very impressed with you. Okay. It's making Spirit very, very impressed with you so much that they are helping you more and more now. Okay. Because they wasn't helping you as much because you were so negative, darling, and they don't work with negativity, obviously, as you know. All right. They want you to start and keep this positivity up because they do feel as though you're going to go somewhere and you are going to get the job that you want, okay? And you are going to get that move that you want, okay? Because you're a very determined person, okay? And they want you to keep that determination, Laura, because this is what they've always wanted. Your spirit around you is working very, very hard to keep your determination up and your inspiration going, okay? They've been seeing how much effort you've been putting into applying for different contracts and different work prospects. They've also seen you looking at a house somewhere as well, Laura, okay? They've also seen you looking at a house. Obviously, the way things are at the minute, you can't afford to move to a very, very good, should I say a luxurious house, but you want to move to a house where you feel you're going to be comfortable. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Something that will be workable, but something that I'm still going to be very happy with.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, this is what they're wanting for you, darling. This is what they're wanting for you, okay? They want you to start and be happy for yourself. They want you to find all the joys in life, okay? I think that's a sort of like a hint you've got somebody going to come into your life as well, Laura. As soon as you get yourself settled down, and as soon as you start working in this job, and as soon as you start getting moved, they're seeing somebody coming into your life as well, okay? When is another question, darling? But you are going to be very suitable with this gentleman.
Well, that would be really nice. I would like that.
Yeah, it's what you're working to, darling, that's impressing them. It's what you're working to that's giving them the flutterization of to come and see around you and see what you are actually doing. It is your working and determination that you know you've got to do something. You know you've got to give yourself a kick up the backside to actually get somewhere in your life, darling. They're saying
that
you are a lot better now than what you was, okay? They want you to keep this determination up, Laura. All right?
Okay. I'll keep working for it because I got to get out of this situation. I have to.
Yep. This is what you've got to do.
Thank you, Tina. I did it.
You're welcome, Laura. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Well, we got through them. We got through 12 lovely callers there this evening. Those that called off, we might have made another one because we've still got 10 minutes on the clock, but I don't think we would have made 14. So,
what's 10 plus 10?
I'm telling you, we got through 12 calls. It's a struggle in a two-hour show to get through 12 people. And I don't think we would have made 14, to be quite honest. We might have just squeezed 13 in, but it would have had to be quick. So, Tina, until the next time, hopefully Wednesday. How's the move going, by the way?
I've not heard anything yet at the minute, but as soon as I hear anything, then I will let you know.
This is it. I know the struggle you're having because I know what they can be like. But I'm keeping everything crossed for you. So,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tina. Right, Tina's back with us on Wednesday. All been well. And I'm sure Tina will keep us informed if things change. But we know the authorities there. God bless them. some of them do a grand job. I know Birmingham don't. But, point systems, oh, God, who needs them? You know, it's just a waiting game, really, now. Right, we're going to put two pieces together for you to get out of here. And we've got just about time to do it.
I hope you'll always be right here.
broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.